We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, and we are starting the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Actually, next Gemara is very negeya for something that people call Basar Shel Salam Min HaAyin. It's a mistake. It's not called Basar Shel Salam Min HaAyin. It's called the Sugya of Chesamos, because Basar Shel Salam Min HaAyin means if you leave meat outside, a raven might pick it up and drop it somewhere else. That's the Sugya of Basar Shel Salam Min HaAyin, actually, in the Gemara. But we call this the next Sugya, Basar Shel Salam Min HaAyin, which means if you send meat with a shliach, could you trust that it's the meat that you bought, the kosher meat? Maybe it's non-kosher meat. So the halacha is you need two seals. And that's the makaras from next Gemara. So Gemara, Amara, Chavis, Oster B'chaisim Echad. Chavis is not, it's an abbreviation. We'll see what it means exactly. One chaisim is not enough. Champag, Mutu B'chaisim Echad. Champag is Mutu one chaisim. What's Chavis? Cholov, which is milk. Basar, Yayin, and Tcheles. The halacha is these four things, on top of my base now, Asurim B'chaisim Echad. They're also with one seal. You need two seals. If you send it with a guy, you need two seals. Why? What's the reason? So Rashi learns the reason like this. His basar and tcheles is very expensive, so it's worth for them to switch it. It's very expensive. They can't never buy, never get a good piece of steak, so it's worth them to switch it. And tcheles also, they want those, that blue, it's very hard, so it's expensive. And yayin, the reason is because they're going to be menasech yayin. They want to be, they're very religious, so they want to menasech yayin. Therefore, they also needs two chesamos. That also needs two chesamos because they're going to menasech yayin. So that, those are the four things. We have chalav, there's basar, there's tcheles, and there's yayin. So we said, why is it worse? We said that basar and tcheles are very expensive, and yayin is yayin esach. Okay. Now, I was waiting for them to ask, what about chalav? But okay, I guess they missed it. The good thing tomorrow we'll talk about it. Okay, because the third thing, what's chalav? Which one's chalav? Is chalav expensive? No, chalav's not expensive. So which one's chalav? Okay, good kasha, we'll get there in a second. Chiltis, champag, and the next thing is chiltis, Murius and Pas and Gvina, that's Mutarim B'chayis, but one B'chayis is enough. Because there, it's not so expensive, so it's not worth it to switch. The Chiltis is that what you cut with a knife, so it's not a big deal to switch it. Murius, even though they put wine into it, but it's not worth it. The Murius is not so much more expensive. And Pas and Gvina also not worth the switch. That's how Rashi learns, everything's totally expensive. Actually, the Teres Abayis, the Rajba learns, that's how we usually name on, that's totally in a Daraisa, the Rabbanon Shaila. That the first four things have a Shaila of a Daraisa. Basar, Tcheles, Yayin, and they have a Shaila of a Daraisa. Again, Cholav, not, but Moros, that's Kashba Cholav. And the other things are the Rabbanons. Why is it so Negeya? Because today, that a lot of cakes could have a Daraisa in it that might need two Chesamas. Because today they could put in oils from non-kosher animals, the shayla of a deraisa. Therefore, today bread might be a deraisa, might be two chesamos. In a case where you're chesed for a shliach or such a thing, so if the whole truck comes with donuts from New York with a guy and it doesn't have any chesamos, sometimes it's a big shayla. Unless you say they don't have such donuts by the guy, but that's a good shayla for someone to speak to his local kosher organization. But let's go back over here. And we're handing over here, there's two chesamos or one chesam. So Rashi skips the next three lines because he gets back to that later. So, but we'll read it now. This is more saying like this. Pas is mutter with one chesam because l'may nechesh. What do you should be worried about? If switching it, so karira b'chamim ediyod, you'll be able to tell it's not fresh, so you can't switch it. The chitim is sari, not meyod. If he switches chitim and sari, most of you know about it. And if it's the exact same thing, it's not worth of him. The kosher pas is not so much better. Iki adodi, because we're handling the issa of pas akum here, not the issa of trade. In those days, pas is made the same way. Everything was sourdough. Iki hadodi, kivin niki chosim echod, loy tarach mazayev. It's not worth it. Since it's one chosim there, it's not worth him to switch to zeal. Now, just now going back to the kasha we mentioned before. What's chava stand for? It's cholov, basar, yayin, and tcheles. Those things are two chesamos. But champag, which is pas, gvina, and chiltas amori is only one. So why is gvina different than cholov? Great thing, Gemara. What's the difference in my rab? My shnog gvina loy tarach mezayiv. Cholov nam loy tarach mezayiv. So why do we say that cholov needs two chesamos? Rav Kahana, api cholov ayach chatichas dog. You're right. The ches does not stand for cholov. Because cholov is one chesam is enough. It stands for chatichas dog shem by simen. It stands for a piece of fish that doesn't have a simen, doesn't have fins or scales. That's basa. So the word trigavni basa, two type of basa. So echanami, the maaser cholov is enough with one simen. Not you don't need two chesamos. The Shmuel Amar, Shmuel Taka is gur is different. He does not gur is chavis. Gur is base aser, b'chayisim echad, and machak mutar b'chayisim echad. What does base stand for? Basar, yayin, tchelis, asur, b'chayisim echad. Remember, we have two pshatim that either Rashi's pshat because it's not worth it, it's too expensive. It's only by expensive, that's why you have the, you need two chasamas. And we said the Rashi's pshat because the rice tegesa, and then Morius, chiltas a gavino, mutar b'chayisim echad, it's mutar with one chayisim. L'shmua, chatiches, dak, shem, v'shem, and hanabasa. That's what he didn't say, because it's included in the basa. You don't say, ches. Trey gavni basa, let me don't say two type of basa. And why didn't he say pas in the champag? The reason why he didn't say pas, because he holds, pas is no chshash. And it's pashut, one chosim is enough. You don't have to speak it out, pas is no chshash. And that's why Rashi says, now agaris to pas the mainechosh, because it really goes on explaining Shmuel, why Shmuel left that pas. So bottom line is like this. This is the makar that if you send meat with a shliach, it needs two seals. So that means just
what
go.
Do you gain by having two seals?
It's very hard to be chayzim two seals. And not only that, it says in halacha, if you have one simen muvik, it's enough also. Simen muvik means a very hard thing to switch. So Reb Shloim Miller was mechadish, if you send meat with a weight on it, that this wheat, this thing weighs 4.6 pounds, then there's no chash switching it. Because for him to switch it, he'll have to make it 4.6 pounds. Because he's worried, you might weigh it. If you're suspicious, you weigh it. The copy switched it. It's very hard to do it. And that would be called a simen muvik, huh?
Recipient has to know how much
it
weighs.
No, it has to have a stick with weight. No, he could. He could do it. The mirror says it could weigh it. If he's suspicious, he'll weigh it and see it's the wrong weight. He'll know. That's what called simen muvik. I know. I answered the question. I answered exactly his question. That the answer to his question is that he'll weigh. He knows he could weigh it. He has a scale. He'll weigh it. He could weigh it. That's not that you're going to weigh it. Of course not. If you're going to weigh it, then you could weigh it. It's a mirsis. It's very hard. It's not worth him. You have to realize, what's the guy switching it for? Because he thinks the kosher meat's so good, so let him buy the kosher meat. Of course, $2 extra. Is it worth him to lose his whole job for $2? It's not worth it. That's the question. So the meat would need two simonim. And this is the reason why I need it. But if someone delivers if you yourself bring home from the store a whole box of meat and you put it in front of your house, outside the door, and then you got a phone call and you left. You ran away, you left and you came back from Mincha and the box is still sitting there. That's not a problem. It's mutter to have the meat. Because if a guy would have came, he would have just took the whole box if you wanted to steal something. You're not going to switch it. It's only with a shliach is a problem. But not if you have a box in front of your house. It's only the people call. They said they left the meat in the car for hours. Is that a problem? No, it's not a problem. Because the guy wanted to switch. What? That's a problem maybe. Because there, the guy, if he knows you're not home, so there's a lot of problems. Going in your house, we went through it last year. Going in your house, we're not going to get into that. Going in your house has a lot of problems. He could cook in the house, he could switch things in the house. Yes, of course. That's why if you have cameras, and he knows the cameras will help for that. Because he knows he's not going to switch the meat. You're going to watch him switch the meat. Of course, he's not going to do that. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. And that's just very quick in the sugya of Chaysamais, but we don't have enough time to go through all the halakha lamais. These sugyas are loaded. Torah Rabbanan. Ein loichim yemach mechag besurya. In Syria, they were makbid on kosher. In Syria, we're talking about the Jews here. They were very makbid on eating only kosher and only all the rabbanic things they were makbid on. But they were not makbid on lifnei evil istim mechshol. So when they sold in the store, they sold stuff that were from the goyim, and they didn't care. So therefore, you cannot buy in the store yemach mechag besurya lo yayin lo murius. You can't buy wine because maybe it's yayin asaf lo murius because it may have wine mixed in lo chalav because chalav akum lo melach salkadonis lo chiltis lo gavina. And we'll see what Melech Sakadonis is soon, because we had it in the Mishnah where we have to explain it. Lechiltas, Kemai Chiltas, because we put it from a guy, like Vina, Elamel Mumcha, only for someone you trust. Mumcha means someone that you know, he's only sells kosher stuff. The Kulam, but if you go eat by them, and Mesarach Eitz Abal Bayis, Mutter. If you go eat by them, it's Mutter. Because they're makbid on themselves, just they sell non-kosher stuff. Whatever non-kosher stuff in their bottom. Sayle Rav Shulman Levi, Don Rav Shulman Levi, Shogaloi Baal Bayis Lebeso, if Baal Bayis sends food from his house to your house, Mutter. My time, Baal Bayis, Shovek Heter Vachasura. He does not leave Heter Vachasura. He does not do that. He'll only eat kosher. But when he sends you a present, he sends it from his own house, from his own food. But in the store, he sells things that are problematic. He's not makbid lifnei evil istim mechshol. Tzad na mishta, the melech saka adonris, you're not allowed to buy from a goy. Why not? What's wrong with buying salt? What's wrong with salt? My melech saka adonris, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, melech shkol sakondi reymi oichlim, the nachtoimim reymi, which means the bakers in reymi, they eat this. Oichlim, they eat this. What's wrong with it? The problem is they put in non-kosher fish to mix, to give it color. Tana bar melech sakan doinus shchayra asura. If it's black, it's also because we already put in some black fish. Levana mutaris, but white is mutter because that didn't come from the fish. Divra meir. Rabbi Yehuda who done with the opposite. Levana asura shchayra mutaris. Rabbi Yehuda v'shem rachnim asura. Both are also. Both type of salts are also because they might have put non kosher fish in it. What's the problem? Kirve dogim levadim tameim ravamba. Because the stomachs of non-kosher white fish is mixed in it. That still gives it the color. The Ra'imar Shchayra Asura, that black salt is Asur of Melch Sakadonis, is because Kirve dogim Shchayra metameim ravamba. Because the kirve, the insides of black fish are mixed in it. The Ra'imzuvuzu Asura, Zevzem ravamba. Both are mixed, both have mixtures. We had one out the guy in our neighborhood. He used to smear his salt with fat from a chazir. So you got to be careful buying salt from a guy. The Mishnah ends off with that these are the ones that are osur ba'achil and not osur ba'hano. That's the Mishnah ends off. Hare elu asurim in osur ma'sarano. We know it from the beginning of Mishnah. It says elu dvarim shevichah ma'surim in osurano. What are we marbo at the end? L'mutemai lechitzkel l'mutemai yedua. We learned Chizkia beginning of today's shir. We learned about Chizkia. He says that kvashin that have for sure wine is asa bahana. So according to Mute that only there's only asa bachir asa bahana. The Rabbi Yechon on Mute Murias Vidas Vesenaiki. If Rabbi Yechon holds that kvashin is always mutter, it's even mutter by Yedua. So what's Kamal Afuke? Kamal Afuke Murias and Vidas Vesenaiki, which Rameyer holds is asa bahana. The stomach Rameyer and it's a stam mishlak Rameyer. Zok the next Mishnah. The following things you're allowed to buy and you're allowed to eat, even though it's from a guy. What's example? If the Yisrael watches the chaliva, the milking, you're allowed to have chalav Yisrael. And you're allowed to buy honey from them. We'll see each one why. Even though they are dripping water, it's no hechshemashka. It's two things. First of all, you're allowed to buy from them. And second of all, even though they're dripping liquid, it's not considered hechshir. It's not called mukhshir l'tumma.
What's
duvdoni? Huh? Clusters of grapes. The kvashim sh'ein darkon losh l'soich on yayin v'chayimitz. You're also allowed to buy vegetables that were pickled, that these type of vegetables you don't put in yayin v'chayimitz because they won't taste good. V'tirish shein trufa, fish that's not cut up so you can tell if it's kosher fish or not. V'tzir shiyesh by doga, and fish yolk that has in it a certain type of fish, which again, what the Gemara will talk about. We talked about it before, but we'll talk about more about Rikas here on tomorrow's daf. Va'alo shachiltis and a leaf from the chiltis. You know why? Because you don't cut that. V'zeisei gulskayus hamagugolim and soft olives. You're allowed to buy also. We'll see in the Gemara why. Watch me. Tzad iser. V'zeisei mashlach masurim. If it's so soft that it's the pits fall right out, it's awesome. Hachagovim. Grasshoppers above mina salula asurim comes from in front of the chemedi, it's aser. Mina heftik mutarim comes from storage, it's mutar. We'll see why in the Gemara. V'chein l'truma, same halachas by truma. Again, you have to come to tomorrow's shir because you probably won't be able to sleep tonight to know pshat in the rest of the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara vayte. The next few lines is the gantz chol avakum. Tanina lahotan rabbanan yoyishav yisrael b'tzad edush avichavim. If you're sitting next to the flock of the goy, vayivchavim choylev loy, and the chavim does the milking or maybe loy, veinu choyshish. You don't have to worry about that. That's called chol of Israel. Read the marakash like this. Hechidam, either lekadav atam ve'edroy. If you came to this flock, there's nothing there. There's no camels, no chazir, only cows. So pshita, it's pashut. Now the diak is, it's pshita. It's enough to sit there. Remember that. We'll get back to that very important in a second. V'ikadava tami be'edroi, and if there is tami be'edroi, amai, how's it help sitting there? So, Akhtamar, lo'ilom de'ikadava tami. Avada, there is a dava tami in this flock. V'chikachazilei, v'chikoyi, if he stands up, chazilei, he can see. V'chiyos lechazilei, ma'otem, kim diyos lechazilei, nechaz dumo ma'isim arbei, since when he's sitting down, they can't see, maybe he's in mix some dava tami in it, kamash lo, and kim diyos, since if he stands up, chazilei, er susi mirses, he's scared, lema arbei, he won't mix into it any non-kosher fish. Now Tosis speaks out that I tamo the Torah says Mishra Ra'eu Mashma Haloi Tchazulei Kol Shait as Aser. So the Ra'eu Lav Dafka Yochel Roy said he could see it, but
huh? It's milk from the end of
trade. Tommy, yeah, Aser. It's Aser Gomer, yeah.
So you know, you milk 1,000 cows.
You go by Sarov. That's not a trefa. Let's go by Sarov. It's not a trefa. That's halacha. You go by Sarai. Yeah. It's a Gemara. No, it's yeah. You go by Sarai. You go by Sarai. You go by Sarai. You go by Sarai of animals.
He finds out that this animal is talking
to you. You go by Sarai. You go by Sarai of animals. Your thing was not from that. Your milk was not from the animal. So what comes out from here? So what do you speak out? Very important to speak out there. The leka davatame pshita. If there's no davatame here, it's pashit that you have to sit there. Zokta Mardchai. What's the problem? If there's no Davar Tama here, you shouldn't have a problem Chol Vishal at all. Why does someone have to sit there? Zokta Mordechai, Vaistois, you have to sit there. Yes, Mechichim Mekan, Zokta Mordechai, then borrow loan with Abraham Tamei Be'edra, then Mutalika Cholav, Moise Vechav, and Filin Yisrael. But Toyus will be Yod, it's a mistake. Then Kane Hoyla Hakshois, Eid Lekka Davar Tama Be'edra, Lomel Yisrael Yosef, Vitzad Edra Reo. El Hachi Prushay, Eid Lekka Davar Tama Pshita, Vitzad Edra Edra. So Shaila, this is where the Sugya starts with what we call Cholav Stam. What's the whole idea of Chalav Stam? That L'chayra, you need to see it. It says, Chalav, milk's only mutter if the Yid sees it. L'chayra here, people buy Chalav Stam, a Yid never saw it. So what's the cheshbon? Because the government says you can't put in Davar Tameh, that's why it's mutter. But here you see, even if you know there's no cows, no camels there, still you have to watch it. So Zokta Shari Duro, that you see from here, that even if you know for sure, it's awesome. But other Rishonim argue and say, no, you know why here's a problem? Because we're scared. Maybe he brought something to Davar Tameh before. That's why. You're right, there's no chazir over here. Maybe he put into the can some milk from before. So therefore, it's not a riot to the Shaila. So here starts the sugya of Chalav Stam. Had to learn up a stage. Right, Shaila and the Rishonim already. It's not a new Shaila. Shaila and the Rishonim. And already the Sam Sefer is Medayik from other places. That's the Issa Chalav Akum. And no matter what, and even if you have it for sure, but it's not the time for the sugya. That is a time. We don't have time for the big sugya of Chalav Stam. This is the headquarters for it. Let's just see a little Gemara because we didn't finish close to finish Dhamma. We're not going to finish Dhamma anyway, but let's see a little Gemara. Va'dvash. It says you're allowed to buy Dvash from the guy. Why? Dvash. L'may neches. Even some Ruvain mixed into it, something non kosher. Mr. Sorio spoiled entire Dvash. Even some Shulav Chavim, I had to cook it sometimes. So, because something you want to drink, you eat it raw, it's no problem. Maybe put it into a keli that was non-kosher. Noisitam of kam mutter means that it's ain't a b'yoyma, and therefore it'll be mutter. I mean, we'll start from tomorrow. From Vadav Daniyais.